BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yes, indeed. Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's Bluff for new hip hop around B. It's No Liberty Larry in the morning, madhouse. 64 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 90. No real chance of rain in the forecast. Little pop up showers in and out, in and around the area, but looking like just a great day weather wise. Just sunshine and nice temperature, 64 degrees with a high of 90. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling in the morning?
I'm feeling good. What's going on with you?
I'm good. Had a great weekend. How was the weekend?
Weekend was wonderful. Shout out to the homie Wilmo for putting on a great event, a vibe called Fresh. She was up here talking about it. Good time. Saw a lot of great people, and, you know, it's always great when you can bring a bunch of people together to have a good time, but then also provide them with some information. So shout out to his housing panel. Butterfingers was out there doing music. We just had a good time. So shout out to everybody that went to a vibe called Fresh.
A lot of people hit me up was talking about, you know, the housing part. They said it was dope, and they was glad that they tuned in and glad that they got to go out there and check it out. So shout out to Wilmo and a vibe called Fresh. Also in the mad, I was with you this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the south side.
Good morning.
Everybody on the west side.
Good morning.
Everybody on the north side.
Good morning.
All the way back to the east side.
Morning.
What's up, Bert? How
you feeling, boy? I'm feeling good, man. How you?
I'm good.
Everything good?
I see you got the ugly shirt on.
It's not ugly.
That shirt is terrible.
Shout out to the Washington Redskins.
Why?
I'm still a fan, regardless of how bad we are.
Oh.
I'm a diehard fan.
Well, you gonna die
I don't
hard.
Switch teams when they lose, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Time to get off. Get out of that relationship.
Nope.
Y'all play tonight, right?
Yeah, we play the Bears.
Monday Night Football.
That's the only reason I'm wearing it. Had we lost and played yesterday, I probably wouldn't.
Who y'all play tonight?
The Bears.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna lose tonight.
No, nah, they got Mitchell Trubisky.
Y'all gonna lose tonight. You wanna put a small wager on?
No, we'll talk about that off air.
No, I'm talking about not money. Like, if they lose, you gotta wear this pumpkin suit we supposed to wear.
Oh, hell no.
He ain't got no confidence in your team.
No, I
speaking
ain't
of winning and losing, though,
suit.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers, they picked up a win yesterday.
They did.
Shout out to the Carolina Panthers.
Did you say my Carolina Panthers?
I said, you know, the city. Talking to the city.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? The Carolina Panthers picked up a win yesterday.
Yeah. That's the worst thing they could have done was win yesterday.
What's the quarterback name?
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen. He 4 touchdowns. He found Greg Olsen for 2 of them. We had a DJ Moore sighting. We had a Curtis Samuel sighting. But they look like a real team. Shout out to Dante Jackson. Arguably one of the top 5 corners in the league right now.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that statement.
I think he's going to win the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
He had 2 picks, right?
He had 2 picks. Yeah. One of them, he jumped through the roof and through the ceiling.
And that boy was bouncing, wasn't
it? That don't matter. But what that boy got in it, he must have drunk some pickle juice before the game.
Carolina fans, calm down. Calm down.
What do you mean by that?
Because you know they're calling for Cam Newton head.
Well, yeah, I wrote an article on it. It's on our website, power98fm.com.
They calling for his head. The worst thing this guy could do is play well and win, because the next thing you know, they're going to be wanting to get rid of Cam Newton. It was against Arizona, guys. They don't have a win. Calm down.
Okay. It's the NFL. Win is a win.
I don't give a damn.
Okay. All right, man, we got an action-packed show for y'all this morning. Y'all know, coming up during the 6 o'clock hour, we got Game Show Monday. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to check out Jadena. He's coming in November, November the 3rd. He'll be hanging out at the Fillmore. And then, of course, you know, he knows the neighbor news. We got them tickets for you to check out Erica Badu. She'll be here October the 4th. And then, of course, you know, inside of Black Smart is Burpee's homecoming from the school that he did not graduate from.
Yes, sir.
But he still claims we got tickets for you to check out. 21 Savage, Yo Gotti, and Black Youngster.
And Stunner for Vegas going to be up in that thing.
Yeah, so it's definitely going down to A&T Homecoming. We got those tickets for you at 9 o'clock for you when you check out Black Smart this morning. Action packed inside the Madhouse. Let's go on and get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. I was about...
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nola Valeria in the Morning Madhouse, and you know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse question of the day using the hashtag MHQOTD, which is being brought to you by our new Power Saturdays broadcast. We bike! We're back at the Monarch Room, 2016 North Graham Street. It's hosted by me, and I got my man Butterfingers coming through to give y'all the music. For info, go to power98fm.com and click events. All right. Using the hashtag MHQOTD, we want to know, K. Michelle was on radio in Atlanta, and she said she does not think men, that's not right. Using the hashtag MHQOTD, it was on my computer right here, my bad. We talking about the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. Because the Because the Panthers won yesterday, Kyle Allen threw for 4 touchdowns. We want to know, Madhouse Nation, Charlotte, America, do you think Cam Newton should continue to sit? And they continue to play Kyle Allen. My answer is no. Mm. I don't think they should. I think he should heal his body. But I think Cam Newton gives them the best chance to win. They played the Cardinals. Calm down. They played the Cardinals. They look good. Don't get me wrong. Kyle Allen looked good at times. He looked bad at times. That's part of being, you know, young in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But they played the Cardinals. Cam Newton, y'all stop doing that man like that, man. He done sacrificed his body and everything for this team, and now y'all just ready to write him off like he ain't nothing. No, I don't think they should continue to sit him even when he's healthy.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, sit him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he hurt. What? You can't go out there and play. You hurt. You gotta get yourself back in. Yeah. So bench him until he gets better.
I mean, in that aspect of it, yes. I think you know you gotta give him. You know, because everybody's been talking about his shoulder. Him coming off of that shoulder surgery. And even before then, though, they was talking about it. Kyle Allen had a great game. 4 touchdowns. He brought excitement to the team. The team looked like they went out there and played for him. And like they was out there giving their all. Even the offense and the defense. This is tough for me. But I'm going to say I'm going to say let his body heal. I think he should have took the year off. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I thought he should have took the year off and did what Andrew Luck did, took the year off, let your body completely heal, and then go back out there and see what you got. But as far as, you know, energizing the team, ride Kyle Allen until the horse run dry, baby. Long as the horse is out there sucking water and doing his thing, then ride the horse until it falls down. Ride Kyle Allen. Let's go, Kyle Allen.
Really?
That's what they were saying at the bar at First and Goal last night where I was at. Woo! Let's go, Kyle Allen. He brought excitement to the team. You know what I mean? So if they're going to continue to play well and it's going to help the team win, then I would say, yeah, play him. But I agree with you, Burpee. Cam gives the team the best chance to win. But I just don't think this year that I, you know, being at the games watching Cam play, I haven't seen Cam look like Cam. Like he's not smiling. He's not having fun. It looks like it's a job. You know what I mean?
He's sick.
You think he's sick?
I don't smile when I'm sick or hurt either.
But he you know, he's not been a Cam. So when he get that back, he got to get that swagger back, like they say. So I say continue to play Kyle.
Your shoulder come in here, you hurt, you don't be smiling either.
I be smiling, but I be talking about it, though. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm going to smile a little bit, though.
Nah, but, that man sad. Let him be sad.
How do we talk about this topic?
You head on over to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, at NLLMMH, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. No Limit!
Larry! Quickie.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got hit his
No cap.
Well, it is 6:18 here in the Queen City. Two of my favorites were performing over the weekend, Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby. And Megan welcomed DaBaby aboard the boat over the weekend. They were performing in South Carolina when Megan had DaBaby participate in her ritual. Of course, it was all caught on video. Now, also in addition to that, Megan received some good news. Her catchphrase, Hot Girl Summer, was approved to be trademarked. So congratulations to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Let's get into this music from Wale. It's on Chill here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Is this Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke? It's the Mad High. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
Power 98-WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
This is Raven.
What up, Raven?
Hey, Raven.
Hey.
All right, Raven, welcome to Game Show Monday Inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. What you have to do is you have to spin this game show wheel, and whatever game comes off the game show wheel, that's the game you're going to play, all right?
All right.
All right, Raven, go ahead and say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Selected
trivia.
Uh-oh, general trivia is what came off the game show wheel. So you got to get, we're going to ask you any question. It could be about anything. You got to get two or three questions correct in order for you to win, all right?
All right.
All right, Bert, what you got for?
My question is, the original American flag had 13 stars. What did those 13 stars represent?
The 13 colonies.
All right.
There you go, girl.
You got it, babe.
There you go, Raven.
You got it, babe.
Team Raven, baby.
Jessica, what you got for, babe?
H2O is the chemical formula for what?
Water.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. That girl, she is smart. She is somebody. You got it.
That's what it is.
She listening in second and fifth grade.
You's a classic, girl. You're going to see Jadena at the Fillmore. It's going down, like Larry said, November 3rd. You need to tell us what station hooked you up with them tickets, though.
Power 98.
It's that Trey Songz. He was in the city on Saturday. Wife and Lucci all night long. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Don't be Larry the Morning Madhouse, Wife and Lucci, Trey Songz. Trey Songz performed in Columbia over the weekend and then came to Charlotte. He hung out at Stats for his after party. Shout out to him. What up, Trey? And of course, you know what it is, man. We got your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Burp?
The question of the day is, do you think Cam Newton, the Panthers, should sit Cam Newton, continue to sit him after Kyle Allen had the game that he had yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals? And y'all are commenting on this one, boy. I had one guy on my Facebook. He said, yes. His style of play does not fit North Turner's offense. The offense is built around accurate pocket passers. Cam hasn't shown he can hit open targets with consistency. Another guy says, Kyle played a hell of a game yesterday. I still think Cam has a chance, but it has to show in his next game. If it doesn't show, the fans will definitely be fed up. It's very clear Cam is going through something beyond being injured in football. Just can't put my hands on it. So y'all got something to say, out y'all.
Miss Nikki said, man, don't talk about this. After one game, yeah, he played well, but that's what a backup's supposed to do. And we can't just boot people out. You know what I'm saying? We just can't boot them out. That's what Miss Nikki said. Brother Muzin said, yes, sir. I like Cam, but he hurt. I salute the Warriors, period, but man, go on and heal up and let Mr. Allen do his thing. So if they want to talk about this week, they could, you got something, Jessica?
If you want to chime in about it, you can log on to our Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Madhouse question of the day. We play your responses back at 9:20, so make sure you go ahead and chime in. And like Burpee said, y'all chiming in today. Coming up, we're going to let you shine, and then don't forget at 8 o'clock, we got the money word, so you can win $1,000.
This is WPEG, Gastonia, Charlotte.
I don't wanna play no games. None of it, Larry, the boy, the madhouse. Chris Brown, Drake, no guys. 707, 7 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right at 90, and it's time to let you shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? You got somebody you want to let shine?
Man, I want to let all my comedians of Charlotte shine, man. It's the start of the Queen City Comedy Festival this week, and my name is comedian Julio Henderson. And also let my day shine today, baby. Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who you trying to let shine?
I would like to let my sister, Tori Thompson, and my nephew, Thomas McCurley, shine up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, because my nephew was born with a brain deformity, and he wasn't supposed to survive past the age of 10, and he just turned 24 years old.
Wow.
Come on now. Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Power 98, okay. Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Good morning, yes. I want to give a special shout-out to my daddy. My daddy is bringing me a new car all the way from Nashville today. So, daddy, I love you so much. Shout-out to Chris.
Come on, daddy.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Hezekiah. He goes to Mount Island Charter School. He is in the 12th grade. And I'm on my way taking him to his ring ceremony.
There it is, man. Shine on me, 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 shine on me. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got some?
I want to give a shout out. Yes, I want to give a shout out to my big baby, number 33 for Vance Cougars. And Les, who you want to shout out?
Oh, here it goes. Shout out to your daddy.
We like letting it shine, baby. Hey, we want to spread some of that positivity in the negative word. You got somebody you need to let shine? 570-WPEG. Your nosy neighbor news is on the way.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
Traffic coming up next. I-77 Express gets you where you need to be, so when your alarm doesn't go off and your morning routine turns into a morning scramble, you at least know traffic won't be an issue. Visit I-77Express.com and get there.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte Traffic.
Inbound Brookshire slowing around Mountain Island Lake. An accident in the working stages here. Also trouble on South Boulevard at Sharon Road West, Harris Boulevard near Rocky River, and 77 North recovering after a crash at Nation's Fork.
These folks got hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news at 7.
I want to know what it is.
That's your nosy.
It's 7:18 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news talking about the baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He got into a little bit of trouble over the weekend. Well, actually not. I'm just going to let you know what happened to him. Young Thug finally announced the name of his tour. Got details on what that's going to be called. And, of course, you know I'm going to let you know about the Emmys. But Kamaya, the rapper, she got into a little situation that left her behind bars this weekend. What happened to Kamaya?
She walked out of the store with some items that she forgot to pay for.
Okay.
She spit on a fan.
She spit on a fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, find out what happened with Miss Kamaya and why she was behind bars this weekend. And I got a chance for you to win some tickets to go see Erykah Badu coming up right after the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Tell that. Make sure you keep it locked. Let's get into this Lizzo DaBaby. It's Truth Hurts here on Charlotte's Blood Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news from Monday, September 23rd, being brought to you by the Power 98 store. Have you been to our website lately? Well, you can check out Charlotte's plug for station gear on our website. You can purchase your very own items at power98fm.com. The host list 2019 Emmys just wrapped, and everyone was watching the lead actor in a limited series or movie category to see if Jarrell Jerome would win. Well, he did. It was for his role as Corey Wise in When They See Us. Congratulations to him. Billy Porter also made history when he took home the award for lead actor in a drama series for his character on Pose. He was the first Black gay actor to win an Emmy. Congratulations to him. You have a complete listing of all of the winners on our website, power98fm.com. Young Thug is headed out on tour with Machine Gun Kelly. Initially, the tour didn't have a name, but now we know what it is. It's the Justin Bieber Big Tour. All right. Now, some fans didn't believe Thugger when he tweeted the name out, but then he posted a picture of him in tour merchandise where he's wearing a hoodie with Justin Bieber's face on it. And then fans realized, oh, no, he's actually serious. Interestingly, this tour kicks off in Canada. You can check out that picture on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. DaBaby was performing at the Prime Festival in Michigan on Friday when one fan got a little bit too handsy. A video shows a fan reaching up to what looks like snatch his chain. DaBaby threw a punch and then left the stage. He later returned and finished out his 30-minute set. No cops were called and no one was injured. Kamaya got herself into a little bit of a situation that left her behind bars over the weekend. Word is she and some friends were hanging out at the movie screening room in an apartment complex in San Fernando Valley when she accidentally fired a gun. She immediately left the scene, but it was all caught on film. Now, of course, because it was caught on film, we know that it was an accident. Kamaya was booked for felony neglect, discharge of a firearm, and she was released on $35,000 bond. Happy birthday to Jermaine Dupri, Ray Charles, Anthony Mackie, and Lisa Ray McCoy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Power 98. Now, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Young Thug. What did she say? He named his tour. 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You're going to see Erykah Badu October the 4th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left in the Morning Mad. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 90. 65 degrees on your way at the house with sunshine. And of course, it's time for hashtag Larry Mad. But before we get to that, we got to remind y'all about our Madhouse question of the day. Bert, what's today's question of the day?
We want to know, Madhouse Nation,
do you think the Carolina Panthers should continue to sit Cam Newton even when he's healthy? Kyle Allen had a good game. We want to know what y'all got to say. Y'all can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, or slide in our DMs at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Malaria, at I Am Burpee.
704-227-8780. And they chiming in on this one today. A lot of folks have been talking about it. Kyle Allen had such a great game on yesterday. Yeah. Are they going to leave Cam on the bench? We're going to find out what Madhouse Nation got to say about it. We play responses back at 9:20 in the morning. All right. Time for the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Today's Larry Mad has been brought to you by the Sketchbook Tour. You know your girl coming home. Fantasia. She's bringing Robin Thicke along with Tank and Bonfire. It's going to be at the Bojangles Coliseum November the 29th. You want them tickets? You can log on to power98fm.com for more details. Today, Larry is mad at Dennis Turner. Dennis Turner of Orlando, Florida. He's a police officer, a school resource officer in Orlando, Florida. And Dennis Turner decided to arrest a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. Dennis Turner arrested the 6-year-old for disorderly conduct and for kicking a staff member. And he arrested her, put her in handcuffs, and took the little 6-year-old to juvenile detention. And when he got there, his chief told him, excuse me, Mr. Dennis, you got to get a supervisor's approval to arrest anybody under the age of 12, no matter what they did. And Dennis was like, oh, I didn't know that. So Dennis has been suspended this morning. But first of all, why are you arresting the 6-year-old for having a tantrum in school? The 6-year-old had a tantrum. She's been known to have tantrums. But this time the 6-year-old kicked the staff member. And you're going to arrest a 6-year-old for having a little temper tantrum at school, Mr. Dennis? Mr. Dennis, they should not allow you to be a police officer anymore for arresting a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. They didn't say what the 8-year-old did. And the only reason we found out about the 6-year-old because her grandmother said, this is absurd. A 6-year-old for having a tantrum, which it is absolutely absurd. Like, I mean, just because she kicked the little teacher a little bit, she's only 6. It probably didn't even hurt. Kicked the little teacher a little bit.
I don't know, Larry. In front of them little kids, she was kind of hard.
Them stride right.
Them things hard,
but. But nah, for real, though, now. You're going to arrest a 6-year-old and put it in handcuffs, burp. You cannot, if you can't contain a 6-year-old at your school, you need to close the school down.
No, of course he shouldn't have done that.
Come on, man. You can't contain a 6-year-old at school?
Right. That's what I, now they say her tantrums come from a condition she has called sleep apnea.
Right.
So they did say, I mean, she just wasn't out the blue throwing a tantrum. They said she has sleep apnea and the medication that she's on,
right,
it causes her to act a certain way. So that, I mean, that makes the situation even worse that the cop arrested her.
Right. And then one of the teachers or administrators said, well, I got sleep apnea too, and it doesn't make me act like that.
That's because you're grown.
This story, you can check the story out on my Instagram page.
Stupid.
I am No Limit Larry. Check it out on our website, power98fm.com. Hashtag Larry Mad. I can't believe they arrested a 6-year-old. And I didn't even want to play the race card because the little girl is black. And the arresting officer was a white officer. I didn't even want to play the race car.
I bet you he wouldn't have done a white baby like that.
I'll let you say that. Hashtag laugh man. Hashtag see what else I've been mad about. And of course, coming up inside the madhouse, Incognito is live in the kitchen. Arrested a 6-year-old?
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Hopefully you got that money word. The money word is what, Burpee?
The money word is smart. S-M-A-R-T.
I put that in on the app. You still got about 5 minutes left. Put it in or put it in on our website, power98fm.com. You definitely can text it to 45911. Go on and get that $1,000 of cold hard cash. Right about now, we're about to get Burpee Stokes.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Oh. All right. Stop my thoughts, guys. You got a point at me there. Oh, I didn't see it. The computer's in the way. Shut up! I was thinking, Larry, I saw a lot of people do a lot of things over the weekend. And one thing I noticed is we do a lot of things for the wrong reason, Larry. And it started with me, the man in the mirror. I had to look. I was doing things for the wrong reason, Larry. I want to go back to school, Larry.
You want to go back to school?
Yeah.
You want to go back to school to get your degree?
No, hell no. I want to go back to school so I can be in a fraternity. I want to pledge, Larry. After I get in, I'm going to quit again. I don't care about no education. I don't want my degree. I want to go because I was the best Omega Kappa Alpha Sigma Theta in my room, in my mirror. I was the best one ever. We do things for the wrong damn reason, Larry. Like getting married. People get married for the wrong reason. My homeboy, he been married 4 times. Not one. Like, why would you continue to do it? I asked him, I said, why are you getting married this last time? I said, did you find love? Are you in love? Do you love this woman? He said, no, I don't have no damn insurance. I said, sir, I'm a need for you.
Good reason.
It's not a good reason, Charlotte. You got to contribute. You can't do stuff for the wrong reasons, man. Make sure you love whoever you married. You got to hold them, protect them, provide for them, not use their insurance.
But if you're sick, you can't do none of that.
But the vows say in sickness
and in health.
I'm sick of these people, man. Stop doing stuff for the wrong. Everybody do something. People having babies for the wrong reason, Larry. Yeah, they having babies. So look at all these people having babies young. All these men and women having babies young. You know why they having babies young? Because they dumbasses realize you can put these kids on your taxes and you can get extra money. And Sally Mae was taking all these people money and now they put babies and codependents and dependents and all this. Stop doing stuff for the wrong reasons, man.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it! What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all know these folks got hit his no cap.
820 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. J. Cole just did a collab with Gangstar, and it looks like it might be his last one. The rapper hopped on Twitter to say, "This is an honor to be on this song. This will be the last feature that you'll hear from me. Thanks to everybody I got to work with during this run." Now, J. Cole has said something like this in the past, but he didn't stick to it, so we'll have to see if he sticks to this one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
Yep. It's time for Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. And the case today is the case of the bad bridesmaid. The letter reads, "I recently got married to the love of my life. It was a beautiful ceremony with five of my best friends standing by my side, including my best friend of 20 years. She was my maid of honor. Well, last week, my husband and I were sitting down going through our gifts and writing thank you letters, and he realized that we didn't get a gift from my best friend. Now, at first, I didn't think that it was a big deal because she paid for her dress and part of my bachelorette party and bridal shower. But my husband said he thinks it's messed up because she knew the financial obligation when she said yes to being my maid of honor, and that the wedding gift is for both of us. I see where my husband is coming from, but I also know that my best friend made sure that everything was extra special for me during my wedding season. Who is wrong in this situation? Is it the husband or is it the best friend? We need you to be the jurors. Get on the phone line right now, 570-WPEG. It is the case of the bad bridesmaid.
Absolutely, the husband is definitely wrong in this case. Absolutely. First of all, sir, as a best woman, best bridesmaid, whatever, maid of honor, she already serves her duty. You know what I mean? And so if she didn't get, she paid, like, you, he already spelled out everything she paid for. So as far as y'all getting y'all a monetary gift, she already took care of that, sir. Sit back, husbo. This ain't, you wrong in this case, big dog. You wrong. You absolutely wrong in this case.
Yeah, you wrong, bro. You said she paid for the part of the bridal shower. And what else, Jessica?
Her dress. And the bachelorette party.
And the bachelorette party.
Hell, she
already gave a gift.
She gave you three gifts.
And she showed up for your little funky little stinking wedding. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Sit down, man.
Well, according to this husband, those were for you. That wasn't for us.
Man, you don't need nothing anyway, husbo.
This ain't her wedding. She still did all that.
And the wedding ain't for you anyway. It's for your wife. So shut up.
Yeah, you need to, first of all, get out of your feelings, sir.
Okay, yeah. All right. We got y'all's votes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, be mad.
It's crazy today.
Find out what the people have to say.
I want a gift. Go send me a gift. Who want a dress at the wedding? That's what the hell I want to know.
The only hip-hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
If you choose, we've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you?
98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B Man, Wale, Jeremiah on Chill. We in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Yep, today is the case of the bad bridesmaid. The letter reads, "Recently I got married to the love of my life. It was a beautiful ceremony with five of my best friends standing by my side, including my best friend of 20 years. She was my maid of honor. Well, last week, my husband and I were..."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sitting down, going through our gifts, writing thank you letters, and he realized we didn't get a gift from my best friend. Now, at first, I didn't think it was a big deal because she paid for a dress, part of my bachelorette party, and bridal shower. But my husband thinks that it's messed up because she knew the financial obligation when she said yes to being a maid of honor at the wedding, and the gift is for the both of us. I see where my husband is coming from, but I also know that my best friend made sure that everything was extra special for me. So we're asking you, nosy neighbors, who is wrong? Is it the husband or is it the best friend? Let us know. 570-WPEG, good morning.
Basically, I feel like that the best friend get help for it. I got a feeling like that he got some kind of a, you know, locking for the best friend. It's like a trusting type kind of thing, the way I'm feeling it.
So who's wrong in it, the husband or the best friend?
Oh, the husband is dead wrong. I feel like the best friend did her part, but I feel like it's an animosity between the best friend and him. That's where it's coming from.
Mm. Okay, could be. Absolutely. Powered out of here. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a comment. The husband being petty.
Okay, so the husband's wrong?
The husband is wrong. He being petty, man. Come on, man.
Powered out of here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up, baby?
She could just go ahead and divorce him now because he's going to be a problem. Just go ahead and say, you know what, thank you for your services. God bless you. Good night.
That
he
is
like
Travis?
A true girl.
You say he got
like
what?
Only chicks do that. Like, that was for you. What about me? Like, come on, he needs to stop it. He needs to really give it a break. I mean, she did her duty. She came out of pocket already. There was really nothing else for her to do. He wanted gifts. I'm sure he got some gift cards. Go get one.
Thank you. Pot out of here, good morning.
Hello, how you doing this morning?
I'm good this morning.
I'd like to make a comment about the husband.
Mm-hmm.
He need to get up out of his feelings. He tried to break up a best friend relationship already, and the marriage ain't even got hot yet.
It ain't even hot yet. Burpee, did you go through your list of gifts or people that sent you gifts when you got married?
No, we went to the courthouse.
Oh, well.
So people, you know, we didn't have a registry or anything like
that.
You know, once people find out, they say congratulations. There were some people who sent things, but we didn't send anything out like a save the date or
right.
You know, so no, we didn't. It wasn't a big deal to us.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who sent me a gift because I didn't even go through the. I let my wife do that. I didn't look at the gifts and who sent gifts. I let her handle all that.
You 2019, man.
I wasn't even concerned about it. You know what I mean? If you showed up and you came and supported, then that was gift enough for me. So,
right. City Boys was up till this damn courtroom.
We got more of your comments up next, man. 570-WPEG, DJ Khaled, Cardi B, 21 Savage, Wish, it's Pot 88. Cardi Bops, Cardi. We the best music.
Another one. DJ Khaled. They say my time is almost up. Tell them, wish. All these ice looking cold. All these bitch dicks. Put a ribbon on my box, cause it's gifted. I ain't got no free time. All my shit expensive. See my ring, my watch, my chain, and everything is lit. All this gold on a gold. I feel like I'm slick, dick. If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference. It be hard not to kill her, cause I be sinning. Still impregnant, all that riding. Yeah, better go ahead with that week. I'm certified real street. Won't be a song if I leak. We strapped up like defense. Whatever you do, sis, keep it cute, sis. Leave that beef in the roof. Chris will end up toothless. I've been official my whole life. I bought burners, I ain't buy lights. How little old me getting money got everybody all tight. These b****s whack, garb. They diss me, I disregard. Bet you if I had it. Couldn't get it hard. They say my time is almost up. Tell them, wish. All these ice looking cold. All these bitch dicks. Put a ribbon on my box, cause it's gifted. I ain't got no free time. All my shit expensive. See my ring, my watch, my chain, and everything is lit. All this gold on a gold. I feel like I'm slick, freak. If they love me or they hate me, it don't.
joke. Feel like I'm the greatest rapper, came out the south.
Who won't smoke?
She keep trying to fuck, I told her, top me for now.
Oh God.
She got shots, I told her, work on her mouth.
Don't live in Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know where we at, man. We in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom on this Monday. What case we got today?
We got the case of the bad bridesmaid. A woman recently got married. Her best friend of 20 years was her maid of honor. Last week, as her and her husband were going through the gifts and writing thank you letters, the husband said, hold on, we didn't get a gift from your best friend. She says she ain't thinking anything about it. The husband was like, nah, that's messed up. She knew the financial obligation. The wife says, nah, she paid for her dress, her bachelorette party, and her and the bridal shower. She paid part of those things. So who's wrong in this? Is it the husband or the best friend? Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to hit Buffy's line. Man, shut your dumb ass up. You need to go sit ass somewhere.
Shut your dumb ass.
So now she done paid for everything. And you still want to complain about something? Okay, yeah. He need to go sit down.
Thank you, baby. Power 98, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to leave a comment for the doghouse this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked in the wedding industry for 10 years, from taking photos to specializing in destination and cruise weddings. So the etiquette is if your maid or matron of honor does your bachelorette party and pays for things and takes care and then, of course, fulfills that financial obligation for her dress and whatever else that comes along with that responsibility, it is not acceptable for that person to pay for another gift just because they're getting married. The gift was accepting the responsibility and then making sure that preparing her to say I do and get her down the aisle, that everything is taken care of. So the husband is definitely wrong. He need to go sit down. He got married. He's got his wife. Why is he worried about a gift? Please. Just go sit down and be married. So no gift from the maid or matron of honor if they took care of the bride. So that's all I got to say about that this morning. Y'all have a good day.
Well, thank you with your expertise on this subject.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
Well, I think the husband is being a petty betty. He's not focusing on the simple fact that her best friend, she pitched in the bridal party and also the bachelorette party. He should be thankful for the simple fact that she's showing her love and the gift of her presence actually being there. He needs to look at the bigger picture.
Look at the bigger picture, big homie. So what we got on the verdict, Miss Jessica?
If we're looking at the verdict, it is unanimous. The husband is guilty in this case.
Dang, husband.
Case closed.
If you got a case for the Madhouse Courtroom, it's Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. All you got to do is send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's.
Little baby, the baby. Call baby. Power 98. Don't live Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right. Let's meet today's contestant.
This is Dimitri.
What up, Dimitri?
Hi, Dimitri.
What up, though?
Hey, good morning.
All right, Dimitri, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
All right.
What?
Jessica, what you got for him?
Dimitri, I need you to tell me what FUBU stands for. Dimitri, you still there, baby?
I'm still there. I'm trying to think.
Oh.
All right, Dimitri.
No.
All right, Burpee, what you got for him?
I need for you to tell me what the A and the T stand for in North Carolina A&T State University.
You said the A and the T?
Yes.
Art and...
Yep, nope, that's wrong.
You didn't let him finish.
No, the first word was wrong. What the hell am I let him finish?
You let him finish.
I'm disrespect the school I didn't graduate from. No, hell no.
You disrespect me, you didn't graduate.
No, I didn't. Larry.
No.
Dimitri.
Larry, was he black smart?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Knew that when they come.
No.
Get your
hell
ass off.
To the no.
Dimitri said the A and A&T stand
for
art.
That was a good guess.
No,
that
was not. Dimitri.
That was a good guess.
Hey, Dimitri.
That was a good guess.
Shut your dumb ass up. Jessica, shut your dumb ass up.
That was a good guess. Don't do Dimitri like that.
Nope. Nope.
Hell no. He ain't know nothing. Mm-mm. Bye, Demetri. You want to win on Black Smart today, you got to answer Jessica's question and Burpee's question, and you can go to the A&T concert. Charlotte's plug, man. Probably not A.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.